We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean Salisbury, 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback with us every week at this time. And Sean, we've been talking for a couple of weeks about Baker Mayfield playing. He got his chance. And he did not disappoint. What were your thoughts on his performance coming in that game?
I loved it, man. I loved the whole drama of the game, Darnold versus Mayfield. And obviously, Mayfield clearly outplayed him, and that's going to happen. And all of them will go through their struggles this year. We know that. You know, you're going to see Mayfield will have a game, and Allen will have a game, and Rosen will get his. But they're all four in the place they should be. And watching Baker, the thing that impressed me, guys, when you look at when you put a stop clock or a stopwatch on how quickly the ball was coming out from the time it was snapped until he let it go, I mean, the windows had no chance to close. And when young quarterbacks, I always look for decisiveness. There was no indecision the entire night. I mean, he came in, hit the ground running. A lot of times, you know, guy will come and hit a few throws, and that beginner's luck where you're like, oh, man, we've all been there. We're just kind of – you're just throwing it. You really don't know where you're throwing it or why you're throwing it. You're getting, you know, you complete four in a row. But he was in complete command. He was poised in the pocket. He hung in there. He didn't bail out early, which a lot of rookies have will go right to the pass rush. After the first read, boom, they go right to the pass rush, don't get through their progression. He did it all, and he was throwing the ball to tight windows. And it's one thing to have energy, but energy will wear off if you're not completing passes and leading the team down. And he did it all. And Cleveland's got themselves a stud and a star for the future. And you guys know how I felt in training camp. I said, I like Tyrod. It's nice to have a bridge veteran. But if you leave your glove on the mound at some point, he comes out and picks it up. He's never given the job back. And then you find your quarterback, man. He's there. And now you just got to be patient with the continued growth. But he makes this team so much better and makes players around him better. As much as I like Tyrod, this was just, the opportunity was there. And he could have gone out and urinated down his leg, and he didn't. And he did exactly what a first pick of the draft's supposed to do.
He absolutely did, Sean. It was mesmerizing. He gave me chills being on the sidelines, watching him influence his teammates and bring them up. You could see, you know, just a renewed energy on the sidelines from the players. Not just the offensive guys, too, Sean. This is what was fascinating. It was the defensive guys, too. Because those guys were the ones that were out there frustrated every time they get a stop or get a turnover. They're turning the ball back over to their offense that was going three and out and not moving the chains. Yeah. So that's a big deal, too.
It's huge. And I don't believe in football and game-to-game momentum because, you know, I think at some point it stops and you have to regain that momentum each game. But I do believe in in-game momentum, and it is contagious, just like three and outs. We're going through this, and I'll just use an example, guys, here in Houston. I mean, Deshaun Watson's a hell of a player, but they can't get out of their own way in the first quarter. I mean, it's three games in a row. It's like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day. Same crap every single week. And then they wake up in the third quarter, and you realize, oh, my gosh. And by that time, I mean, the defense is, you know, lollygagging, the offense, everybody. And then all of a sudden they get a little momentum, and everybody picks their game up. Defense starts sacking. Watt goes, gets three sacks, but it's too late. And in Cleveland, you're exactly right. And it is extremely contagious. And watching guys feed off it. And another thing that I love is, guys, I'll leave this quarterback's name out. Years ago when I came into the league, and he was a high draft pick. And we were talking, and he was a backup when he came in because they had a veteran in front of him. And he didn't prepare, this quarterback. He even said it. He went on to have a pretty solid career. He really did. But yeah, as a rookie, you know, he was having fun and said, oh, I'm not going to play. They're going to leave the veteran in there. Didn't really think about it. I know times have changed, but the preparation part of it, If you imagine if Baker Mayfield would have said, well, this is Tyrod's team now. I'm the first pick. I got all this one. I got a long time to be successful. I'm just going to chalk my rookie up year up to, if I get a chance, fine, but no big deal. And hadn't mentally and emotionally prepared for that moment that we saw, the highest watched NFL Network game, what, since 14 or 15. Everybody want to see Mayfield, Darnold. They want to see the Browns get their win. It was one of those nights. And can you imagine if he'd come in ill-prepared just by not getting in his playbook and just kind of bypassing, which some rookies do.
Johnny Manziel.
Yes, you get a hall pass. You don't take you don't go home and do the lonely work at home. Football doesn't start when you go to the complex at 7 or 6 in the morning or 5 as a quarterback. And it doesn't end when the day's over, when you walk out the complex. Matter of fact, the preparation at that position especially, the lonely work, that's when it really starts. You go home and you grind on that extra film. You watch two extra. You kind of go over in your mind the playbook and visualize what you do. It sounds corny, but it's true. The great ones all do. So that's the difference. And he looked like a guy who mentally was not overwhelmed. Physically, he's going to make plays. It's the mental and emotional part of not getting – he was jacked up, but he didn't get so high that he couldn't come out the next series, because I'm a big believer in getting over bad plays, but I'm also a big believer in getting over good plays quickly. And don't let them hang around till you're over-celebrating and forget you got to go out and make another play. And he did. And I think the energy – you guys got yourself a billboard dude in town, because that city's going to go nuts. And
no doubt.
Murals on walls and everything else. So LeBron leaves and your guy comes in. I'm not comparing him to LeBron. But that, you know, I'm a big Tito Francona guy, and what's gone on with that baseball team. I loved him in Boston. You need another star to lean on, and you got it. There it is.
I think you're right, Sean. Now, obviously, he's got still a lot to prove. Playing a half a game, and like any rookie, there's going to be some ups and downs. But after the way he played, you know, Browns fans have been let down by so many draft picks and so many quarterbacks. That for this guy to come in and play like that and just. He's so confident, as you talk about. There was no hesitation, which we saw with Tyrod and almost every other quarterback the Browns have had here. He was throwing with anticipation, which all the great quarterbacks do. There was so much to like. And now he gets his first chance to start. They go to Oakland. That's a desperate team at 0-3 on the road. And yet you feel like you expect him to do well.
Oh, I do. And, guys, not exactly. Now, desperate teams, you know what that means, that they'll pull out all the stops, do everything they can, but you're not exactly going up and playing against the 2000 Baltimore Ravens defense. And the Raiders do everything they can to find ways to lose late games. They've been in every game, had the lead, get into the second half and blow it. They can't close. So this year their DNA says, we'll hang around and then we'll find ways to lose now. You know how that means? Like, look at the Patriots. They're 1-2. They're not playing well. And if you're the Miami Dolphins, I wouldn't get too cozy going into New England either. And, you know, the Browns won one game. And Baker had one game. You're exactly right. The key is, if I'm Baker and I'm the Browns, I wouldn't get the party. You guys, they deserved it. Have 48 hours of going crazy. But then you got to shelf it. Feed off the good stuff. And you also got to stay off social media too much and start, you know, because everybody in the world right now has crowned Baker Mayfield the king, and the Cleveland Browns are coming back. Because the truth is, guys, why not? Like, we've talked about this. I mean, Steelers played well the other day, and their night, I guess, was against Tampa, but that North is going to fluctuate on a regular basis. So it's being able to do it, not one game and two games, but to sustain it for 5, 6, 7, 8. That's the next level for the Browns. And you're going into an Oakland team. The black hole's going to be going crazy. I know they're frustrated. They're going to be screaming and yelling, and you got to get back down to business, because that other team's getting paid too, even though they're 0-3, and desperate teams will pull out all stops. And they'll blitz, and they'll zone, they'll do everything they can to take him out of his game. But I have a hunch that his swagger thrives on this stuff, and I love it.
Yeah, I saw a stat yesterday, Sean, about former number one overall picks who had, you know, in their first start, the level of success they have. And they are 0-10 straight up, and 0-10 against the spread since 0-3. The last quarterback picked number one overall to win his opening day start was David Carr. I tend to think that that Baker will see that and use that as more motivation, because he seems to have a chip on his shoulder every step of the way.
Yeah, see, Baker Mayfield's, he may be the guy that, you know, has people putting stuff in their locker rooms. You know, we've seen him get fired up or go into Columbus, and I'll bet those people at Ohio State forgot about Baker doing that to him, and they had welcomed him excited when he was at OU. But, you know, he seems like that guy. Well, he may be some printout material and some blackboard material for opposing teams. I think he also likes to put it into his mind. I think he feeds off that. And I never, you know, you got to mature in certain areas. I never want to take that away from him. And I love last week as well, that once they got him going, they didn't back off the aggressiveness. Because what happens is, I see a lot of teams get ahead or do their thing, or the quarterback, they gets going, and then they play not to lose. And I think I was applaud the way they attacked it, and they kept attacking and attacking and attacking, and so did he. And I don't think you guys are ever going to have to worry about him, you know, playing with a lack of aggression or aggressiveness and getting after it. And I loved it. But you're right. I think he does. I think this kind of stuff, he'd be bored if he was going. You got to keep him. He's one of those guys, you got to keep him interested. And going to a first, looking at that stat, he'll say, oh, cool, these guys have that problem. Well, I'll be the one that doesn't. And I do believe that he feels like that. And I don't think it's fake. And I'll, again, go back to, as I always do, He's been that guy. Oh, he's a little too short. 2 years ago, nobody would have had Baker Mayfield drafted in the first four rounds, guys. We all know this. Nobody was talking about him like that. Then he goes, oh, you're pretty good. And then his second year, everybody says, whoa, look at this guy. He just finds ways to win. He's accurate as hell, and you couldn't hide from him. He makes it too difficult for you not to take him, and he built that. So that walk-on mentality, he goes over there on the team. He just owns a team immediately. I love it, man. And I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for Cleveland. It was a great watch the other night, and I think it's just the beginning. Because you know how this goes. It's like a golfer winning his first major. Then they all of a sudden get over that hump. It's like, oh, okay, now I can go win three more tournaments.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Super Bowl bound, but this may be the one that gets them going where they go. When somebody asked me over under six wins for the Browns this year before I started my show, I said, I got the Browns getting to 500 this year, and who knows? Maybe it's better. So I had them at 8 wins, so I'm sticking by that. I think they're good enough to do it.
Sean, let's talk about the defense a little bit because right now the Browns are tied for 7th in sacks. They're tied for 4th in passes defended, tied for 3rd in interceptions, 1st in fumble recoveries, and 1st in total takeaways. And that's without Emmanuel Ogba the last two games, without Christian Kirksey the last two games, Demaryius Randall, who's played great, has been a little banged up the last couple of games. This defense is playing really, really well right now.
I'm going to tell you, when all said and done, guys, we can talk about all the beauty and finesse of the way Jarvis plays and Baker doing his thing. But what's going to finish it for them is how physical they are on that side of the ball. Now, you got to control the line of scrimmage offensively, too. You know, if you had a guy, you know, be nice to have Big Joe Thomas still out there. But when you control that on that side of the ball and then have a playmaker, you've got to. One of the things I know about football, or a third thing, one, you better be physical. Finesse teams don't win championships or divisions. Two is you better have a guy under center that's a playmaker, that's a difference maker. And three is your defense better force turnovers and knock you right in your mouth. And that's what they're doing. Keep an eye on those stats, guys, when we talk about the pressures, but also the turnovers and the way they're getting off the field. And with all those draft picks they've had, they finally built that are paying off, I don't even think we've scratched the surface with where the Browns are going to go. Because I love the coordinator. I know they're going to get after it. They're going to pressure you, and they're going to give you looks to create confusion up front for the other team's offensive line and quarterback. I love it. And if that defense plays like that, when I'm telling you, if those stats stand strong and we hit December, the Cleveland Browns will have had an incredibly successful season. And I don't know if they get into the playoffs as a wild card team, but they will have disrupted majorly the playoff picture. That's the stats to keep an eye on the defensive side. The quarterback's going to make plays. If the defense can get fully healthy but stay there with those force and turnovers, championship teams turn the ball over and give your team the short field. It makes it a lot easier. Keep an eye on that stat all year long.
We certainly will, Sean, and you got everybody excited as they should be. Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. As always,
always
talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, to be Sean. On, man. My favorite place I ever went to visit was the Mistake by the Lake. We got our ass kicked by the dog pound, but I still loved going there. So kudos to you guys and your fans. Have fun. Keep riding this wave and enjoying it.
No, thanks, no more the Mistake by the Lake.
That's
by
right,
the way, Sean.
That's exactly
gone.
Right.
Yeah.
See you guys. Thanks.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.